The Sayings of Lao Tzu. Exploring the profound teachings of one of China's most important philosophers and learning how his sayings can be seen as the gateway to all mysteries. Episode 43, Teaching Without Words. I'm Bob Jones. And in this podcast series, we're going to immerse ourselves in Lao Tzu's wisdom, which is gathered together as the Tao Te Ching, and learn how his sayings provided a roadmap, not just for his contemporaries, but also how relevant they are for our lives today. Verse 43.
天下之至柔, 驰骋天下之至坚, 无有入无间, 无是以知无为之有益。
The world's softest prevails over the world's hardest. The formless penetrates the seamless. That is how I came to know the advantage of non-doing.
不言之教，无为之义。 天下希及之。
Teaching without words, benefiting by non-doing. Few in this world could emulate that. What is the world's softest? Could it be water? And the world's hardest? None other than rock. Water yields, rock contends. And yet, water dripping on rock over thousands of years can wear the rock away. This, Lao Tzu points out, is how he came to understand the concept of non-doing. This he applies by teaching without words, namely through acts and deeds, or maybe simply by saying and doing nothing. Here, Lao Tzu is suggesting that sometimes the best course of action is to do nothing. Imagine yourself at the court of a ruler. There is a problem. The first thought is that something needs to be done. And then all the courtly advisers come up with various plans to fix the problem. However, maybe the correct course of action is to do nothing at all. None of them had possibly thought of that, because the ruler would have asked them to come up with a plan. Our philosopher is advocating passivity. But that's not necessarily the same as surrender. It's a question of waiting to see the outcome. One should trust in Tao and see how it seeks to redress the harmony. There may well be times when action must be taken, but only when necessary. To do otherwise is an aspect of human nature. You don't see animals, for example, making plans or preparing for problems which may or may not occur. Remember, though, there is something that is even more soft than water. It truly is the softest thing imaginable. And that is Tao. Lao Tzu says, let the Tao do its job. The English translations of the Tao Te Ching and some of the explanations of those verses quoted in this podcast come from the book Thus Spoke Lao Tzu, a new translation with commentaries. Our special thanks go to the writer of this book, Charles Q. Wu, and the publisher, the Foreign Language Teaching and Research Press. This is Bob Jones. Thanks for listening. Join me again next time. This has been a China Plus podcast. If you've enjoyed the show, please give us a rating and be sure to subscribe wherever you listen. If you have any questions or feedback, please feel free to contact us via email at podcast@cri.com.cn or find us on Twitter, China Plus Pods.